16, Tacoma Park, Maryland, Sabbath, May 20th, 1905. I am not able to sleep past 1 o'clock. I was aroused to write out some things that have been impressed on my mind. Not long ago, I met Elder Ballinger in the hall of the building in which we have rooms. As I spoke to him, it came vividly to my mind that this was the man whom I had seen in an assembly, bringing before those present certain subjects, and placing upon passages in the Word of God a construction that could not be maintained as truth. He was gathering together a mass of scriptures such as would confuse minds because of his assertions and his misapplication of these scriptures, for the application was misleading and had not the bearing upon the subject of all which he claimed justified his position. Anyone can do this, and will follow his example to testify to a false position, but it was his own. I said to him, "You are the one whom the Lord presented before me in Salamanca, as standing with a party who were urging that if the Sabbath truth were left out of the Sentinel, the circulation of that paper would be largely increased. You were the one that wept and confessed your mistakes, and we had the power of the Holy Spirit in that early morning meeting. I had been very sick at Salamanca, and yet had tried to speak to the people, and the Lord had strengthened me greatly. I had not knowledge of my words. The Lord spoke indeed through me. After I had given my last talk, my sufferings were so severe as to become almost unendurable. A list of appointments had been sent out for me to fill on my way from Salamanca to Battle Creek. It seemed impossible for me to fill these appointments. I went to my room and bowed in prayer. I had not been able to utter a word of prayer before the room was lighted up with the glory of God and scenes passed before me. I saw an assembly in a room in Battle Creek, and one standing up held up the Sentinel and said, 'The Sabbath question must be cut out of this paper. Then the circulation will be largely increased, and the truth will come before thousands.' One of authority came forward and said solemnly, 'Bind up the testimony and seal the law among my disciples.' Then came the reproof, decided, firm, and cutting. 'The Sabbath truth is to be proclaimed. It is the truth for these last days.' The words found in Exodus 31, verse 12 to 18, were repeated with great solemnity. I cannot now repeat all the things connected with the meeting, but I know that the steps which had been anticipated were not taken. The working of the Spirit of God was in that meeting. That night was a most solemn one for me. There came to my mind the truth that we have been proclaiming since the passing of the time in 1844, when the message came to us regarding the mistake we were making in keeping the first day of the week. We had Bible evidence and the testimony of the Spirit of the Lord that we were keeping a day that bore no sanctity, and that in so doing we were transgressing the law of God. This message we have borne ever since, and I solemnly asked, are our people now to cut out the Sabbath message from the Sentinel and heed the advice and counsel of worldly men, keeping the Sentinel from carrying this most important truth to the world?' I could not sleep much that night. The next morning we started for Washington. I was taken very ill, and it was thought best for Sarah and me to return to Battle Creek and not attend the meetings that were laid out for me on my journey. When I arrived at Battle Creek, I learned that our leading brethren had asked the Lord in prayer to send me direct to Battle Creek. Meetings were being held in the various rooms of the tabernacle. On January 13, 1891, Ellen White wrote, "Wagoner came in late last evening, and we had a talk in regard to the ministers' meetings now being held. He rejoiced that there was an entirely different atmosphere pervading the meetings than was in the Ministerial Institute last year." These meetings, at which Ellen White was a frequent speaker, continued until February 27th, 1 week before the opening of the 1891 General Conference session. One morning I was awakened before daylight. It was as if a voice spoke to me, "Attend the morning meeting." Ellen White is obviously referring to the memorable meeting of March 8, 1891. She telescoped events somewhat as she recalled the experience through which she passed 14 years earlier. "I arose and dressed, and walked across the road to the meeting. As I went into the room, the brethren were in prayer. I united my prayer with those of the rest, praying with great earnestness. The Spirit of the Lord was in the meeting, and my soul was deeply stirred. After the season of prayer, I arose to speak and bore a decided testimony with the Spirit and power of God, relating my experience in Salamanca and telling them what the Lord had revealed to me in the vision of the night. After I had borne a decided testimony, Brother Ballinger arose, all broken-hearted and weeping, and said, I receive this testimony as from the Lord. I was in that meeting last night, and I was on the wrong side. What was my surprise to learn that the light I had in Salamanca was given me some time before this meeting was held. The Lord had prepared the way for me to return to Battle Creek and bear my message in the early morning meeting, directly after the evening meeting. I had been shown that steps would be taken to have the sentinel no longer speak boldly upon the question of the true Sabbath of the Lord. The circumstances were such that on this occasion the excuse could not possibly be used. Somebody has told her. No one had an opportunity to see me or speak with me between the evening meeting and the morning meeting that I attended. Ellen White's position is very clear. She believed that God supernaturally led in this experience because the details of the secret midnight meeting were revealed to her before it took place, and because she was able to relate that information publicly before anyone had opportunity to tell her about it. She made no point of the time when she recorded these details in her diary. I bore the message that the Lord gave me, and some made confession with broken hearts and contrite spirits.